Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 71, and following that we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 71. Only God's plan for salvation will work. You may not realize that the ego has set up a plan in opposition to God's plan for salvation. It is the ego's plan in which you believe. And since it is in opposition to God's plan, you believe to accept God's plan is to be damned. This sounds preposterous, of course, but we will look at the ego's plan and you will see you do believe in it. The ego's plan for salvation centers around holding grievances. It maintains that if someone else spoke or acted differently, or if some external circumstance or event were changed, you would be saved. Thus, the source of salvation in the ego's plan is constantly perceived as outside yourself. Each grievance you hold is a declaration and an assertion that you believe that if this were different, I would be saved. Thus, ego's salvation demands that everyone and everything must change their minds. But you do not need to change your mind. So the ego rule assigned to your own mind is simply to determine what other than yourself needs to change in order for you to be saved. Such is the ego plan for your salvation. Seek but do not find. However, God's plan for salvation works simply by following His direction. You seek for salvation where it is. But if you are to succeed, as God promises you will, you must be willing to seek there only. Seek within only. Jesus asks us to think about today's lesson, realizing that it contains two parts, each part making equal contribution to the whole. First part, God's plan for salvation will work. And the second part, other plans will not work. Jesus says to ask God to reveal His plan for us. Ask him specifically, what would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say and to whom? Give him, Holy Spirit, full charge of this, and let him tell you what needs to be done by you and his plan for your salvation. He will answer in proportion to your willingness to hear his voice. Refuse not to hear. The very fact that you are doing this exercise proves that you have some willingness to listen. This is enough to establish your claim to God's answer. Only God's plan for salvation will work. Jesus says, holding grievances is the opposite of God's plan for your salvation, and only God's plan will work. If holding grievances is the opposite of God's plan for salvation, and if holding grievances is wanting things to be different than they are, believing that if something outside of me changes, I will be saved, then God's plan for salvation is allowing creation to unfold as creation is unfolding. So how do I be as I am allowing things to unfold? He says, I need to ask how to be by asking, what would you have me do? Where would you have me go? And what would you have me say, and to whom? He also says that I need to be confident that I will hear an answer. It's my right as a son of God to hear the voice of God. And that I can be confident that I will hear if I'm willing. And I am willing because I'm here right now. He's asking me to try to remember to ask 6 or 7 times an hour. And in this training, he is training me to be always asking instead of deciding with ego. because in deciding with ego, I'm setting up expectations of how I think the next moment should unfold. And these expectations that I make, I am creating grievances and putting a block in front of love's presence. If I have expectations of how the next moment should unfold, then I am not present in the moment to allow it to unfold. I'm resisting it, I'm fighting it, I'm trying to control it. I am not allowing it to express itself. I'm not allowing myself to be in its presence as it expresses itself. And I miss it. I miss the presence of love. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, I give my willingness to train myself to ask, who am I? What would you have me do in each moment that unfolds? I give my willingness to let go of all my expectations of how the next moment should unfold. I give my willingness to be in the presence of love in each moment. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, as we quiet our minds, we seek to hear God's message. Whenever you feel your confidence waning and your hope of success flicker, repeat your question and request. There is a message waiting for you. Be confident that you will receive it. Remember that it belongs to you. Spend the time listening quietly and attentively. Hold your mind in silent readiness to hear the inner guide that shows the truth to you. Do not allow your intent to waver. Refuse to be sidetracked. Thank you for joining with me in the peacefulness of being, creation unfolding. Namaste.